Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Who Lead, and I am delighted to introduce our leading lady for today's show. We are going to be talking about how to be seen and be heard, and there is a reason that we're sharing that phrase with you. Our leading lady today is Patricia Bean, and she is the owner of Adeline Creative, and she's going to tell us all kinds of things that we need to know to be better seen and better heard online. How about that, Patricia, for an intro? Say hello to our listeners.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Michelle, hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here.
I think always the hardest thing is to say hello to everybody you don't even see or hear, right? But they're hearing you, and they're seeing you right now. It's funny.
I
want to talk about – what? Go ahead.
I have a imagination for just picturing it, so thank you.
It is. We have some fabulous women professionals and leaders who are listeners, and I think for all of us, you know, if we're a business owner right now, it is such a crowded marketplace online, you know, and there's so many things we can do, but I hope, just in a brief sense, kind of share, you know, what do we mean, or what's your perspective when you say how to be, you know, be seen and be heard better online, because I know you have all kinds of quips and techniques, but give us the overall here of how to be seen and be heard a little better online.
Oh, I'm glad for the opportunity to share with you, Michelle, and everyone else that's listening. It is important. We do. We are running businesses. We're leaders in our fields and influencers. And how can we be seen, be heard in a way that really connects people that we want to connect most with? And that's what Adeline Creative has been built to do. The enthusiasm that I have for this is based on my background in photography. And I realize how important it is to create images that really connect with people at a visual, impactful level.
And you, I want to go back on something, because you have had years, and I mean this in the greatest sense, you know, you have got some serious expertise behind you in capturing, you know, commercial moments, right, products, people in their, you know, situations where, you know, you capture them as a professional with portrait photography. But you've really made a leap now, because everything is so visual online. It's like, tell me about that journey of how you've gone from literally a professional photographer to where you almost, I mean, you're really in consulting as far as how people present themselves visually online, correct?
That is true, yes.
How did you make that leap?
Well, it's curious. My approach to photography has always been based on what my client needs for marketing or to express a message. Because my background in commercial photography has always started from, what do you want photographs to do for you? Are you trying to sell something? What is the purpose behind the photograph? Who are you? Even when I'm doing a portrait, I like to talk to people first and find out what is it about them that's special that we can capture in the photograph for them. And I no longer do professional portraits except when it's requested from me. But I built my business on creating images that sell. And what I realized in marketing is there was kind of a gap between what people were saying and then what they were showing. And there was a connection wasn't being made. And with the fact that we have such an influx of It's a fast-paced market out there, right? So we have,
right.
And you've all heard this, 3 to 4 seconds to a 3 to 4 second opportunity to make this great impression. And we really need to stand out from the competition. And it's really, it's so easy to do with images, because the image is the first thing that anyone sees on a page. Even when there's a headline, first thing we look at is an image. And that image kind of sets the stage for the what you want to be known for. So that's go ahead.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, I love that because, you know, I mean, I think there's like a percentage that says, you know, like 70, some crazy percentage of most individuals are visual, right? As opposed to auditory or, you know, some of the other ways that we pay attention to stimuli. And I know pictures and images are huge, right? I mean, but I'd love for you to share, because you see this every day. I want to say, you know, you did some really great feedback for us and Connected Women of Influence on some things we should keep in mind with our website. But can you share maybe a few tips of what, you know, if you're a business owner and you've got a website and you're online, what are some things, maybe two or three tips that you might give, you know, for people to be seen and be heard more effectively online, so to speak?
Yeah, that's true. And that 75% number that you talked about is also well known, is that 75% of people make buying decisions based on how they feel rather than what they're buying. And when we know that, then we realize that the emotional connection that we're trying to create through the marketing that we're doing can be impacted greatly by the what I call the visual container or the visual impact. And visual impact is more than just what people see when they come to your website. And what you choose it's a combination really of who you are and what you want people to know about you. And it's your entire container and how it connects at a heartfelt level that you want to work with. Because when you're building a brand, your brand isn't just your logo and it's not just your color palette or even a description of what you do. It's more of an outpouring of your heart, and it's your desire to make an impact, because your brand is the culture that you're trying to create. So whatever you're doing in business, whether you're trying to build a website or launching a new product or creating an onboarding process, designing or even designing landing pages, webinars, it's very advantageous to have guidelines in place for your brand. And the guidelines really do help you to make decisions based on which images to use and how your marketing message is connecting at a heartfelt level.
And can you give some specifics? I mean, I know you can't, you know, every situation probably applies, but, you know, would you mind, without saying who they are, can you share like a story of where a company went through working with you and, you know, this is what they kind of look like? I know you've got some examples on your website, and we're going to let you share how people can get a hold of you in a little bit, but what is a success story that maybe you can share of how you took people through your process and made those recommendations and, you know, they really, I mean, either had different results or what was the outcome from, you know, a story? Because we love stories. Tell us a story, Patricia, of a client.
And stories.
Success story.
Yeah, and stories. Stories are easily told with images too, and that's a really cool thing about using images, strong images in your marketing, because the impact is instantaneous, but it also tells a story. And people trust what they see even over what they read, and of course, it's quick. So when I look at a website, because I do visual impact reviews, and when I'm looking at a website, I can't look at it without first understanding what it is that the website owner, the business, is trying to say, what their strengths are, what their the culture that they're trying to create, as I said before, and how they want to connect and how they want people to connect to them. Because I believe that we need to stand brightly so others will connect to us, not us going out and chasing down all of our clients. It's more of standing brightly in who we are, so people, when they see us, they feel something that resonates with them. So this resonation, this idea of making connections is similar to me, it's like buying choosing a book off of a shelf. You know, a lot of people, we do make decisions based on the book cover, right?
Yeah,
so for example,
that's so
our
true.
Website is like
so
our
true.
book cover, right? Right. And it's like you're interested immediately, and that container, that visual container, really needs to stand for what you want to be known for. And it doesn't matter what it is you're doing, because you, who you are and your strengths and your natural tendencies and the way that you do business is the way that you do relationships is consistent. And when that comes through in that website. And so here's what I do. I look at the website after I've interviewed and talked with you to know what is the purpose of the website? What do people need to know about you and what's your heart, right? So I look at it, and for example, let me give you a real quick example. I've done a lot of work with interior designers, and for the past several years, I've gotten to know them very well, and I love doing interior design photography as well, so that's kind of a nice match for me. And I discovered that there was quite a gap between the type of photographs that they wanted me to take, which were, let's document what I just did here from my portfolio, because architectural
right.
and portfolio photography is documenting a built environment. I was, because of my background with creating images that helped things sell, I was
right.
kind of going, well, let's take some photographs that really help what this environment, you know, what it feels like more than what it looks like. And
right.
Yeah, so it was like there was a gap there. So it was a kind of led me then towards, why do I take types of photographs that I take? And it's because I want people to be seen and be heard. And I will get to my example here in a second.
Well,
really,
you know, I have a question.
Here's a question, though, Patricia.
It's like, you know, what do you, I mean, I know I'm jumping because we only have limited time, but, you know, what are some of the things that you see that businesses do? I mean, wrong is the wrong word, if I can say that, but maybe some things to avoid or what to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, because you see so much when you do.
Yeah.
And I love the
yeah.
term visual impact review. It's pretty awesome as a title. But what do you see for them that maybe are some things they can change it up or do differently?
Okay, well, when you look, well, here's the example, and this would probably make it clear. I'll get right to the example. I received a business card one time, and on the card it said, "We create comfort." Okay, so
right.
I thought, God, this is so cool. I love what she had to say, and I felt there was such a good opportunity there. I went to the website, and it was not comfortable to look at. Do you understand what I mean?
Say that again.
It's
uncomfortable to look at? I mean, was it the colors or what was uncomfortable?
It was not comfortable to look at. Well, there was no – so comfort means something different to me than it might be to you. But across
right.
the board, comfort creates serenity. There's all kinds of things I can do visually as I'm creating a photograph to create that type of serenity or strength or power. That's just part of composition. But when you're looking at a whole layout on a website, the message, "We create comfort," needs to be followed up by a very beautifully comfortable fireside, you know, type of image, because the images that you use support the message that you're trying to create. Then, not only that, but there should be space around the image. There should be, it shouldn't be jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be clear. The message needs to follow in an order that is a natural progression of what you're trying to say and then what you want your client to do. You should always have some kind of a call to action that is a natural progression of what you're trying to. Like, what is the purpose of the website if it's not just to give people a calling card? It should have some purpose, right? So it's that purpose
yeah.
that needs to come through. And it's what
you
want
to
be known
curious.
For that should be the impact.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess another question is, you know, when you see visually and people go, oh, images, okay. And, you know, in this world that we live in, because video is hot right now, but, you know, I know there's different schools of thought, and I think I know your opinion here, but I'd love for you to share with our listeners, you know, the choice between stock photography versus custom versus here's what we have. You know what I mean? Because, like, I know in our association, we've got actual pictures from our events, but the color looks a little weird, even though it's an actual image from our events where people can see real people doing real things. What's your opinion for that for folks on their websites? You know, does stock photography make more sense, or what are some tips there?
And, you know, how much time is spent trying to find the right images? And so my business is built on helping people do that with the guidelines that I provide, because when you have guidelines, you're able to make some choices based on each message that you're trying to support, right? So the stock images are necessary in our lives. We can't afford to go out and hire a photographer for every use that we where we need an image. And images are becoming more widely used for a good purpose and a good reason. It's the first thing you'd look at on a page, right? So how do you choose the stock images? And if you really are interested in creating a brand or creating a culture, for one, you can do some pretty creative things. You could take that image and throw a filter on it, do some in my webinar that I have coming up, which we haven't mentioned yet, I have some examples of that. But, you know, when you know if you want to be edgy, or when you know you want to be smart and crisp, or when you know you want to be who is your ideal client and how do you want to appeal to them, you can create some consistency. I know one gal who loves to put a filter. She just puts a nice soft filter on everything. So as soon as I see an image that belongs to her, I'm recognizing it. So you want, you want easy recognition, consistency, so you can become memorable. And we do know that memory is directly associated with images. We all remember things visually.
Yeah, you know, I think what I love the most that you talk about is that you talk about how to have intention, right? I mean, what's your purpose? What's your goal online? I mean, I don't think people talk enough about that. I mean, they definitely talk about structure and architecture and, you know, how you click on certain things. But the visual appeal, most people get hung up, at least what I see, is they get hung up on, you know, their brand as a color and a logo. And I think that's what's amazing that you've shared, is that the visual impact is what can go from, you know, from good to great. I mean, if I look at it, I mean, can you touch a little bit on what you see of the trend with photos and images versus video right now? I mean, or do you have any kind of thoughts or opinion on that for our listeners? Because I know it's a choice. You know, video is hot right now, but images are as well.
Well, yes, I have a couple of tips on that for sure. Video and still is not going away. They're both becoming, they're both, they've already been established as being really valuable in our marketing, and they each have their own place, because you don't want too busy. You know, busy is creates chaos in our lives, and we have enough of that, right?
Yes, we do.
And but video, short video. I don't really do video or market video, but I do have one tip, if I could just express this, because it's kind of off topic here just a little bit. But if you're going to be videographed, make sure your lighting is nice and bright and your background is simple, because it's very distracting, and that just kind of goes across the board with all composition, right? But no, the use of video has its place, and stills will always, I think, in my opinion, trump, because there's so much impact compositionally from a still image. So I know they both have their place.
I love that. I love that. I mean, are there other things that you see as it relates to, you know, video versus images, or just, you know, maybe, again, it's like I can only imagine the stories you can tell about the, you know, bad choices some of us make as owners with our websites and how we're coming across visually.
Yeah, because the impact that we want to make is the entire container of what your visual impact is. So like I was saying before, it's not just the images you use, it's how they're placed, how much space is around them, and how they support the message. The message is first, right? We need to know who we're talking to and what they need to know about us, and knowing also that people make decisions based on how they feel. So we need to connect from heart to mind, from mind to heart, and stand, like I said, stand bright in who we are, and let that be the magnetic attraction for the type of people that we want to do work with, because we're here to make an impact in the world, I believe. We all have a purpose. We all have strength.
I love that you said that mm-hmm. because my next question to you was going to be, it's like, what kind of like change the world, propelling people forward kind of impact are you looking to make? And I know you've shared that with me, but share with our listeners. I mean, what are you really trying to do to support businesses with being, you know, better visual appeal online?
Mm-hmm. And it does come back to that. It's like my driving force comes from something. I think a lot of us have this, is there's something in our past that we didn't get. And I kind of wanted to share a little bit, if I have time here, to just why I chose Adeline as the voice for my message. And Adeline is my mom. And yes, thank you. I forgot to wait for the go-ahead from you on the show.
But you did ask, and you're so cute about it. I'm like, Patricia, we don't follow the rules in business. Come on, we do our own thing. I love it. Why did you choose this business name?
I love it. Right?
Absolutely. So, I'm with you, girl.
Thanks. So, and bless her heart, my mom died of Alzheimer's, and I was the one that was there with her for many years, giving her care and managing her care. But my mom didn't have a champion in her life when she was young, and she was ill-equipped to champion for us, you know, and as her kids, as her three daughters. I have two sisters. And so I kind of, you know, we learned to champion for ourselves, and that's a tough road to hoe. You know, you've got to be, like yesterday you asked people, what does it mean to be a leadership? And my answer was that we need to lead ourselves first. You know, we need stand up for ourselves. And that's not just in a tough way, but to really, it comes from self-love and belief in self. So being seen and being heard is really close to my heart, because it's something that I had to really work on, and to believe in myself strong enough to say, I have something to share, that I have value to give, and I needed to be encouraged. I found ways of finding mentors and people in my life who encouraged me to be more of who I am. And it's not easy. We don't just, you know, we're actually come into this world knowing we're great, but then we get all these challenges and, you know, maybe lack of nurturing and maybe lack of direction. But either way, my process, I really want to help people get to those strengths and find that goal that's in them, and use that as the platform to attract clients. Then we create those guidelines for that visual impact they're trying to make, and it just makes a sweet, you know, culture. We're trying to make this world better, right? So we can all.
I can totally hear the passion in your voice, and it's like, you know, your homage to your mother is pretty incredible. And you know, I know we all want to make our mark, right? But I think what's fascinating is that, you know, what we love, what I love, and I want to share this with our listeners, is that what's so awesome, Patricia, is that every single one of us, it's like the what we do is not as big as the why we do it. You know what I mean? And that's what was coming through with you. I mean, I could hear the passion in your voice, and it's like there's a reason for the season of why you do what you do and the outcome, which kudos to you on that. And we've only got a couple minutes left. I'm really, you know, I want you to share, if people want to reach you, if they're looking for that visual impact, you know, kind of analysis from you, which I know, I hope you're hoping to offer some of our listeners if they're interested in taking advantage of it. How do you want people to reach you? How can they get you?
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share what I have developed. Right now,
absolutely.
It's really cool. I have a free website review, and actually, for those who are listening, I did that with Michelle, with her website, new changes that were coming in for the CWI, and and I guess it was pretty helpful, huh, Michelle?
It was helpful. I mean, I totally am singing your praises, girl. You kind of pointed out some things I hadn't even thought about, which I think that's what an outside third-party perspective is all about, you know? I mean, we see what we mm-hmm. see through the forest, but not always the right trees, if I can put it that way. So that's my visual,
right.
you know, kind of benefit from what you shared with us. So how do you want people to reach you
yeah.
if they want? You want to share your email or give them your website
right.
so people can reach you?
Yes, it's Adeline Creative, like the old Adeline, the song. It's an old name, AdelineCreative.com. You could also go to PatriciaBean.com, and you'll go to my website as well. So I have a free
Very
website
cool.
review, mm-hmm. and I'll take a look at your website. Based on how you answer the questions, I first have to find out what your purpose is, and then I'll look at it. From a bird's eye view, we can't see, we're too close to it. There's things I miss because I know too much, and we're all there. And I think that even just having this free website review, it'll give you an opportunity to see the value of
mm-hmm.
of what I can bring and how to be, I'll give you some things that you can do right away to correct, so make it worth your time, and also talk with you about how further we can work together in creating some guidelines for whatever creative endeavor you're about to embark on. Because if you're trying to create a new website, launch a new product, if you want to change,
that's great.
Change what you do, who you're working for. Yep,
I love it. We only got a couple minutes left, so here's my final question. And for your final
okay.
answer, are you ready? Because I'm going to challenge you, and it's like there's no pressure here. I do this with every guest I have. It's like what I want
okay.
you to do is leave us with a comment or a slice of advice or a tip or something to inspire us about what we've talked about today. No pressure, right? What can you leave us with that'll make us inspired as a result of listening to this show, my dear? I know you have it in you.
Oh, my gosh. Which one do I say first? I think just the idea
you pick one.
I think what I want to say is that our goal at Adeline Creative, and I do have a team that works with me, and that is to give you and your business the ability to create at an emotional level, create an immersive experience for your potential clients so you can make a
mm-hmm.
clear connection to that part of them that governs decisions from their heart, and what you do to bring more of the type of work that you're passionate about doing.
Bam, that's a drop the mic thing. My dear, that was awesome. I do want to tell
okay.
all of our listeners, if you want to reach Patricia, she's amazing. You're an awesome leading lady, Patricia. I want to say to all of our listeners, thank you for listening in to Women Lead Radio. We always count on you for your loyalty because we are now international as a radio show. So we have listeners in the United Kingdom, and oh my gosh, we are just growing like crazy. So Patricia, thank you. And to our listeners, we are here every Monday morning at 9 a.m., Fridays at 2 p.m., and we will see you again for another Women Lead Radio show. But one thing I challenge all of us to do on behalf of other women is be supportive and be an advocate for other women. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the next Women Lead Radio show.
Thank you.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.